the whistleblower. It's fair to say that Gene Palfrey is here to say that no whistles were actually blown. So that this was not a case of prostitution, and what she's standing up here for is the way in which she feels she's being treated, and certainly what seems like a prosecution run amok. But we'll know more later on when we see what your attorneys will do, and I hope you'll come back and talk to us as we have more on the case to go on later.
I certainly will. Thank you. Thank
you, Gene Palfrey, and thank you, Colleen Rowley, for giving us a few more minutes with her. Colleen Rowley coming up next, FBI Whistleblower Woman of the Year on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett.
KFI News Center. Tammy Faye Messner has lost her battle with cancer. The ex-wife of disgraced TV evangelist Jim Baker died Friday morning at her home near Kansas City, Missouri. In her final interview, Messner said she believed that when she left the earth, she'd go straight to heaven because she loves the Lord. Messner was 65. About 200 tourists trapped in St. Louis's famed Gateway Arch have been freed. They were stranded for about 2 hours tonight when an apparent power failure halted the trams that take visitors to the top of the 630-foot-high landmark. Orange County prosecutors have charged former Vice President Al Gore's son with felony and misdemeanor drug counts. DA spokeswoman Susan Kang Schroeder says Al Gore III could get more than 3 years in prison if convicted, but he could avoid prison by getting some drug counseling.
And if he completes that and he stays clean for 18 months, he may have these charges dismissed and get it expunged from his record.
Gore was pulled over July 4th by deputies in Mission Viejo. He was allegedly flying down the freeway at more than 100 miles an hour in his